Well, thanks for tuning in today. I'm Bill Naff, and it's good of you to join me for this edition of Morning and Evening. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 tells us that Jesus, though he was a son, learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And our mentor, Charles Spurgeon, has some comments to offer about that. We're told that the captain of our salvation was made perfect through suffering, and therefore we who are sinful and far from being perfect must not be surprised when we suffer too. Should the head of the body be crowned with thorns while the other members of the body are rocked gently on the lap of comfort? Must Christ pass through seas of his own blood to win the crown while we walk to heaven in dry silver slippers? No, our Master's experience teaches us that suffering is necessary, and the true-born child of God must not, would not, and will not escape it. It's comforting to know that Christ was being made perfect through suffering, and that he can sympathize fully with us. He is not a high priest that's out of touch with our feelings of weakness, and in his sympathy we find a sustaining power. One of the early martyrs said, "I can bear anything because Jesus suffered and suffers in me now. He sympathizes with me, and this makes me strong." Believer, lay hold of this thought in all times of agony. Let the thought of Jesus strengthen you as you follow in his steps. Find a sweet support in his sympathy, and remember that to suffer is an honorable thing. The jewels of a Christian are his afflictions. Let's wear suffering gladly, like the regalia that brings honor to kings. Let's not shun being honored. Let's not turn aside from being exalted. Griefs exalt us, and troubles lift us up. As the scripture says, if we suffer, we will also reign with Christ. Well, Hebrews 5:8 is today's passage in focus, and you've been listening to Charles Spurgeon's comments about it. Don't forget that you can access a free transcript of today's reading online. Just go to our website, morningandevening.org. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Bill Neff, and I'll see you next time.